The following program is sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.
The opinions expressed on this radio show are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Sound Income Strategies is not a law firm or accounting firm, and no portion of this radio presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation.
Scalpel. Sponge. Retractor.
Wow, this is one messed up retirement.
Do you think you can save it?
Had they only listened to the retirement income doctor.
Welcome to today's Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter, founder of Mid-American Tax Advisory. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere. If you're in or near retirement, this program has been designed for you. And now, the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. This is your host, Mark Falter, coming back at you again another week, and I've got an exciting, exciting show planned for us today. You know, every week we get to this point where I'm recording the show, and I really want to put something of value together that you can actually take something from it and actually apply to your situation as our listening audience. And, you know, as we've gone on further and further into our show, we've found many, many loyal listeners. Matter of fact, I had a lady at my workshop the other night, and I typically will ask questions of the audience that typically maybe one person will know one answer. But then we ran across two questions, and she knew the answer to both. She was literally rattling them off question by question. And finally, I actually stopped the workshop, and I politely asked her, I said, how is it that you know all this? Well, come to find out, she said to me, I've been listening to your radio show. So I kind of felt happy about that. A lot of people are getting some value out of that, and I really do appreciate that. But today, we want to cover topics that I do public workshops on these topics, and I spend, when I do them, hour on each one. And I'm going to try to take all three of them and cram them into a 30-minute show. So hold on to your hats there, people. We are going to cover a lot of information in a short period of time. But I know that somebody out there listening right now is going to get some value out of one of these topics. So we've got three topics in place for us today. We're going to talk about the importance of Social Security planning in the first part of the show. We're going to be talking about required minimum distributions, because after Social Security planning, then comes RMDs. And then what comes after RMDs? Estate planning. Literally, it's in that sequence if you think about it. You're 55 years old. You're not thinking about retirement quite yet. You're there, but you're not there. You're then hit 60, 65. You retire. What do you want to do? Claim on Social Security. What's next at age 70? Required minimum distributions. Well, then at about 75, 80, you realize, by golly, we've done nothing to pass this on right. And as I often say in my estate planning workshops, doesn't matter if you made all the right decisions thus far. If you don't pass it on correctly, then it's all for naught. Now, some people say to me, well, I plan on spending it all. Well, that's true, and it may very well be true. But what if something happens too soon? You got to have your estate planning house in order. So that's kind of the topics, I should say, multiple topics of our show today. And we're going to get right at it. But again, if you're just now tuning into our show, we're going to cover three things today. We're going to cover a lot of information in a short period of time. But one of the things I'll tell you, if you've got questions, if you, you know, want to give us a call for any reason, really, and as you often hear me say, week after week, I want to tell you something on the radio that you'll get value out of. And I really enjoy doing this, but I want to be able to put something in your hands that you can study, because you only got 30 minutes with me right now. And then we got another 30-minute show coming up. something in your hands that you can really get value out of. And that is a book by a friend of mine, written by a fellow by the name of David Scranton. The book's title is Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. So what am I doing? I'm giving you the opportunity, if in a lot of this information I'm talking about today is in that book, but really he talks about income planning and I agree with a lot of the concepts in this book. But if you are one of the first 5 callers in, give us a call right now and we will put this book in your hands. You're going to find it of value. Toll-free number, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or you can go to us, check us out on the web at www.retirementincomedoctor.com, 800-611-1966. So with no further ado, let's get off into Social Security because we only got a few minutes left here. Well, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to hit some of the high points because we don't have a lot of time to talk about Social Security. But let me just put it to you this way. You know, first things first. Some of you here listening to our show, thinking about going out and collecting on Social Security early, you're thinking about doing that because you're thinking Social Security is going to go under. Well, it just ain't true. There's a thing called the OASDI Trust Fund. That's where the Social Security checks are coming from. Believe me when I tell you, no president on his watch wants to see that thing. You got to understand that involves more than just Social Security. It would be catastrophic if that happened. Now, let me tell you some facts real quick about Social Security. Social Security, now these are a little bit old figures, but still, same thing's going on. 2014, the OASDI Trust Fund, that's where Social Security checks come from, was worth $2.789 trillion. In 12/31/15, same time, 1 year later, it's worth $2.81 trillion. In 2015, the total income from Social Security was $920 billion, Total expenditures, $897 billion. Net increase, $23 billion, okay? So Social Security is still making money. Now, does Social Security have some problems in the future? Yes, it does. No doubt about it. They know they got a problem coming in year 2034. But most of you are, that are just now getting ready to go claim on Social Security that are 62 and thinking, and I'm going to go get while the getting's good. Hey, you know, there's some strategies out there that could help you get more out of Social Security. Don't rush out there and take it because you think it's going to go away. It ain't going away. Congressional changes are taking place right now that are going to make this thing last longer. Heck, in April of last year, we saw the file and suspend go away. Some of you may remember the file and suspend. It's where a higher earning spouse could file and the lower earning spouse with the lower PIA could go and claim. And the higher earning spouse didn't have to actually take the check. All they had to do was file. Well, you can't do that anymore. Now the higher earning spouse has got to actually claim the check. But the elimination, so that, but here's my point. The elimination of file and suspend has saved them a bundle. So there's a lot of things going into play that's going to allow it to last longer. So there is a lot of security with Social Security still yet. So how does one determine their Social Security check? Well, it's basically based on how much you earned over your lifetime or your working career and the age in which you apply for benefits. And what they do is they take this amount and they actually tally it up at age 62. A lot of folks don't know that. They take your highest 35 years at age 62 and come up with a thing called your AIME, your average income monthly earnings. And then they take this by 3 bend points, and I won't take the time to explain all that, but the bottom line is they come up with your Social Security check. Then as you well may know, or you may know out there, if you take it early, you get penalized. If you wait, you get not penalized. The opposite of, what do you call that? You would get a bonus. That's what I'm looking for. Let's talk about that for a minute. Your full retirement age is 66. Let's just say that. At 66, you would get 100% of your check. Well, if you take it at 62, you're going to get a 25% cut. Let's say your full retirement age is 67. You take it at 62, you're going to get a 30% cut. So taking it early costs you money. What happens if you wait past 66? You get bonused 8% per year. 8% per year. That's important. One of the things I talk about in my workshops. And by the way, if you want to get some extremely useful information, give us a call. We will put you up into one of our workshops. It is totally free. I do not sell anything at these workshops. Nothing is for sale. Don't bring your checkbook. It is free information. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I do a darn good Social Security workshop. I've had multiple people tell me that. We've actually been on multiple different radio shows across the nation talking about Social Security because we know a little bit about it. But the point of what you'll hear me talk about in my workshops is a free analysis. So you can do one of two things. If you want to learn more about Social Security, come to one of our free workshops. If you want to get that analysis run on you, that will tell you what is your primary strategy. Now, what the heck is primary strategy? See, where it works against you, these penalties for taking it early, you can get these things working to your benefit by the utilization of spousal benefits. And you can take a spousal and let yours grow and let it get 8% and so forth. But these are all called strategies. Well, we have a software that will actually do the strategies for you. You've heard me talk about it on other shows. Well, you may have gone to other or gotten mailings from other people, advisors, whatever you want to call them, that are willing to do Social Security workshops. Actually, some of them are willing to feed you. But ultimately, what happens at these workshops? You go, you listen, and at the end of the day, they want to try to sell you something. I do them. I want to educate people. Well, let me tell you this. If you want to skip the whole workshop thing, just skip it. Give us a call, and we will run the analysis for you. We've got a software program. We actually looked at about five of them. We ended up with this one right now that we've got. It's a pretty entailed software. And what it does is it will show you your strategy. Because, you know, I tell everybody at the workshops, at the end of the day, everybody's question is the same thing. What about my situation? Well, it'll show you what you should do with your situation. We're going to need your what's called PIA, which is your primary insurance amount, your full retirement age, Social Security number. We're going to need your wife's full retirement age, your husband's, should I say spouse's, that was the right word. Spouse's full retirement age, Social Security number. And we take them and run them through the software. You give us a call, you give us your email, we'll run your numbers, and we'll email it back to you. It's about a 27-page report. We will do it for free and quickly. You want to give us a call? Give us a call. 800-611-1966, 800-611-1966, or check us out at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. So let's talk a little bit about spousal benefits. What the heck is a spousal benefit on Social Security? Social Security spousal benefits is one half of the primary worker's full retirement age Social Security. So if you got John's who has a full retirement age amount coming in of $2,000 a month and Jane would get $800 a month, Jane could take a spousal, assuming John's taking his check, and move up to $1,000. She gets $200 a month more. A spousal benefit, long and the short of it, is half of the primary earner's Social Security. All right, now let's talk about divorce spouse benefits. Well, basically, I'll give you the long and the short of divorce spouse benefits. It's the same as spousal benefits. Nothing changes if you're divorced, except that marriage has to have lasted at least 10 years. So if your marriage lasted at least 10 years, the prior marriage, of course, and you are remaining unmarried, you can go back and take spousal benefits. Now, I joke with my group when I do these Social Security workshops. I tell them, you don't know how many people, and I'm actually not joking when I tell you this. You don't know how many people I've had come into my office and say, if I would have known that, I could have put up with them for 4 more months. You know, of course, everybody laughs. But, you know, those divorcees, they're thinking of somebody when they laugh. Survivor benefits. Let's talk about those. Survivor benefits. Basically, you move up to the decedent's Social Security check. So if Joe and Julie are married, Joe's benefit's $2,000, Julie's is $1,200. Joe dies. What's Julie get? She gets $2,000. Oh, and income. Now listen here. This is important. Income limitations, for the most part, come off at full retirement age, 66. Or if you're 67, whatever your full retirement age is. Income limitations. What's that mean? You can collect those benefits. So if you are listening now and you think, man, you know, I'm 67 and a half. I had a spouse that died 3 years ago. Why am I not collecting? Let me tell you something. Survivor benefits and spousal benefits do not increase past full retirement age, past age 66 or 67. There's no 8% bonuses on that. If you're in that situation and you're curious as to whether or not you should claim on that, give us a call. We will run the analysis and email it back to you, and it will answer all of your questions. 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Now, I am going to have to stop for the first break. I hate to do that. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to cover a little bit more Social Security. And then we're going to get off into required minimum distributions. But again, if you're listening right now and you're thinking we're there, we're wanting to claim on Social Security, Social Security is going to be half of our retirement. And you're curious, give us a call. We'll run that analysis for you for free. And as I said earlier, for the first five callers that call in, I want to put a book in your hands that's going to help you with the other half of your retirement, How to Plan for Income. It's a book called The Return on Principle. It's written by a friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. Do this. Go on Amazon.com right now. Stop what you're doing. Go on Amazon.com. Look up this book, Return on Principle, David Scranton. You'll find it. It's right there. Look at the price. I think it's $20 or $25. So you could hit that button, do a little instant pay thingy right there, or you stop what you're doing and be one of the first five callers to call in. I'll give you the book for free. Again, toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or check us out at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. We will be back in a minute. Do not touch that dial. See ya.
By specializing in the entire universe of more conservative income and dividend-paying options outside of the stock market, as well as sharing a philosophy of not being married to any specific investment or strategy, we've been able to work with our clients to help create a roadmap and give them a great deal of individual attention so they can focus on enjoying their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Do you have an estate plan? Estate planning is not just for the wealthy. Estate planning is for everyone. Join Mark Falter for a free educational workshop on estate planning Thursday, March 22nd, or Tuesday, March 27th, 6:30 p.m. at the Liberty Community Center. At the workshop, you'll learn the differences between wills and trusts, the need for an estate plan, how to develop an estate plan, what is probate, and how to avoid it. Learn how new estate tax rules can help you, and learn about per stirpes versus per capita beneficiaries. A free educational estate planning workshop, Thursday, March 22nd, or Tuesday, March 27th, 6:30 p.m. at the Liberty Community Center. To get registered for this free educational workshop, call 1-800-611-1966. That's toll-free, 1-800-611-1966.
All right, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. Before the break, we talked about Social Security. We talked about spousal benefits. We talked about the importance of waiting, not taking it early. And I want to cover a few more things on Social Security before we take our next break. Here's the issues you got to think about. There's strategies. And I'm going to kind of coordinate it with this. I'm going to end it with this. Strategies. Lots of strategies that you can claim. I could cover three or four or five of them on the air right now. There's way more than five. Hey, how many of you want to take a guess on how many different ways there are for a married couple to claim on Social Security? Come on, guess. 567, if you're wondering. Used to be over 700 prior to the elimination of file and suspend. So rather, and it's like I tell my group, 567, we're going to cover everyone on the air right now. We're going to cover everyone. No, we're not going to do that. We got a software program that will cover that. Give us a call. We will run the analysis for you for free. No cost, no obligation. Seriously, it's 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. All right. There is one more thing I want to talk about on Social Security, and then I'm going to get off that topic. And that is taxes. How many of you think that Social Security is taxed? Well, those of you that think it's taxed are right. Those of you that think it's not are right. It's possible that it may not be taxed. It depends on a thing called your provisional income. Your provisional income equals your adjusted gross income plus one half of your Social Security. Based on that, And the amount that is, it runs a sliding scale. The higher it gets, the more your Social Security is going to get taxed. The lower it is, the less. I guarantee you this. As I sit here and record this show, I guarantee you someone is on the other end of this radio show listening to this right now that is in a position where I call it, they are in negative numbers with the IRS. What does that mean? That means their provisional income is down low. That means they have very little income outside of Social Security. That means they're 65. They're not being forced to take out of their retirement plans yet. And they basically have very little income. Their provisional income is low. You flip over to their second page on their tax form. They got their standard deductions. They got their exemptions. And it's going into negative numbers. Well, guess what? The Internal Revenue Service does not recognize negative numbers. Zero. That's the last number they know of. When I see these scenarios, it frustrates me because I look at that and I think to myself, the advisor didn't mention anything to them about looking at their taxes. The tax person didn't mention anything to them about, hey, do you have investments? That person could be taking money out of that old 401k or that IRA and be getting it out tax-free, tax-free, putting it over into a Roth and letting it grow tax-free. They could be taking it out in the amount that they are in negative numbers with the IRS. I see this happen every year. I guarantee someone is listening right now. If you want to know that if you're in negative numbers with the IRS, you could still take money out and still not raise the tax on your Social Security, give us a call. We can figure that out for you in about 5 minutes on the telephone. No cost, no obligation. 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966, or check us out on the web at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. I literally flew through Social Security fast, and I apologize. But if you want to get into one of our workshops, give us a call, and we'll put you in one of our workshops free of charge, and you can listen to it, and we talk a lot more about it there. Or give us a call. We'll run the analysis for you. I like to put things back in your hands that you can get value out of. I'm going to tell you, that analysis, when I run them, I will typically see it make a $150,000 difference over a person's lifetime on how much they're going to get out of Social Security. All right, enough of that. We are going on to topic number two. Topic number two, as I promised you, is required minimum distributions. What is a required minimum distribution? It is obviously a required amount that's got to come out of your qualified plans, your IRAs, your 401ks, anything that's qualified. It's like I tell people in the workshop, and again, I do another workshop on these required minimum distributions. If you got a qualified plan, if it begins with a 4, such as a 457, a 401k, a 403b, all these things, or an IRA, you got to take some money out of it at 70 and a half. Now, there's an exception to that rule. Let's say you're 70 and a half, 71, 72, and you're still working at the company, and you got a 401k through them. You don't have to take it out of that 401k, but you do out of the other ones, the old ones. So you got to get it out. You got to get it out by a certain age. What is that age? It is the year you turn 70 and a half. The year you turn 70 and a half. Now, how do they come up with how much you have to take out? Well, the long and the short of it is there is a thing, and you can write this down. It is Publication 590, Publication 590 by the IRS. It's basically the Uniform Lifetime Table. It tells you what your life expectancy is. Your life expectancy is not how you feel that day. It is an actual number that the IRS gives you. At a 70-year-old's age, when they have to start taking a required minimum distribution, their life expectancy is 27.4. Okay, so you take the total amount of your IRAs and qualified plans from the year prior, and you divide them by 27.4, and that will tell you your required minimum distribution for that first year. Now, let's be careful here, and let's talk about how you come up with the total of your IRAs. You got to take them from December 31st of the year prior. All right, and then you come up with the amount of your required minimum distribution. Now, let me give you a real quick example here. All right, let's talk about a person 73 years old. The 73-year-old person, their life expectancy number, and you can Google this, you'll see it. It's 24.7. That's their life expectancy number. They got a total of $158,225 in IRAs, and that was the total amount of all of them as of 12/31 of the year prior. You divide it by 24.7, because they're 73-year-old, and you come out with $6,406. Well, that's the required minimum distribution. That's how much you got to get out. All right? Now, you forget. You don't take it out. You discover this in June of the next year, and you get audited. Anybody want to guess at what the penalty is on that $6,406? It is $3,203. It is a very hefty penalty. It is a 50% penalty. That is the highest penalty that the IRS has got. So you got to make sure and get it out. You got to make sure and get it out on time. You got to make sure and figure these things out right. If you are in a situation that you don't know what your required minimum distribution is, if you want to have a person double check it, if you just want to have a second set of eyes look at things and make sure it's right, because you don't want to be wrong on this, I'm telling you, give us a call. I can do it in 10 minutes over the phone. No cost, no obligation. Again, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Now, let's talk a little bit about required minimum distributions here and some of the other factors pertaining to them. The question sometimes comes up, what if I have a IRA and a 401k and I'm not working anymore? Well, you got to take it out of both of them, but you got to take the amount of the RMD that applies to the IRA out of the IRA and the amount that applies to the 401k out of the 401k. You can't mix and match. This is one of the reasons people move 401ks over to IRAs. How does the amount of money that you take out get taxed? It gets taxed as ordinary income and comes in at your marginal tax rate. What the heck is your marginal tax rate? There are actually 7 tax rates out there. 10, 15, 25, 28, 33, 35, and 39.6. If you make married couple filing jointly $75,000 a year, you've got money running through 3 tax brackets, your 10, your 15, and your 25. Not everything gets taxed at 25 like people think. But when you take your RMD out, it will come in at that highest tax bracket. Now, let's go back to topic number one that we talked about before the break. We talked about Social Security getting taxed. Well, guess what raises the tax on your Social Security? Your required minimum distribution. Hate to break the news to you, but it does. All right, so but you got to get those things out on time. Now, I'm going to spend just another minute on RMDs and talk about a thing called a decedent IRA. Now, how does this apply to RMDs? Let's say that you and your spouse both die together and you pass this money on to the kids. This is a conversation that everybody should have with their children and let them know about decedent IRAs. What is a decedent IRA? Well, let's say you have $400,000 that's passing on. You and your spouse die together, pass it on to those kiddies, and those kiddies get them. 2 children, let's say. Well, they got 2 choices. Take the money and run. That's not a good choice. They could do it, but they're going to be taxed out the, you know what? Or they could defer it. By deferring it, they could do what's called a decedent IRA. And again, this is something you need to have a conversation with your kids about and let them know that. And they have to take little required minimum distributions over their life. That's my point in bringing this up. So that's a little bit about RMDs. We are going to stop for another break. So we talked about Social Security, RMDs, and when we come back, we're going to just touch on estate planning. So again, first part, what I said was, if you are curious about Social Security, what strategy should you use? Give us a call. We will run a 27-page report on what strategy works best for you. Personally, it's personalized for you. If you're curious about your RMDs, give us a call. We can give you some information on that. But most importantly, I want to put something in your hands that is going to cover the income coming out of those assets. It's a phenomenal book, Return on Principle. If you're one of the first 5 callers, Dave Scranton's book, Return on Principle, 7 core values to help protect your money in good times and bad, give us a call. Toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Our philosophy at Mid-American Tax Advisory Group is that we are the coach who assists you in identifying and working towards reaching your financial goals. Our 7-step educational process helps you identify your objectives and develop the strategies and tactics that will allow you to work towards your goals. And here it is. 1. Identify lifetime objectives and strategies. 2. Understand all of your options.
3, determine your risk profile. 4, build your allocation model. 5, optimize your investment allocations. 6, identify tax reduction and catastrophic protection strategies. 7, schedule regular periodic reviews. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online, anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.
Okay, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Show. And the very first part of the show before the first break, we talked about Social Security. We talked about the fact that if you are curious as to what Social Security strategy you should use, you need to give us a call. We will email you, no cost, no obligation. We just need a few numbers from you. A 27-page report on your Social Security tells you what you should do. And then we talked about required minimum distributions, the importance of taking those out, that if you screw it up and they find out, the Internal Revenue Service will fine you 50% of that RMD. You got a $60,000 RMD, they'll fine you 30 grand on it. So it's important to have it figured out right. But if you're curious about either one of those, give us a call at toll-free 800-611-1966, 800-611-1966. Now, I want to touch a little bit on estate planning. All right, that's a topic that's kind of near and dear to my heart. I'm going to hit a few high points on this, and by no stretch, let me clarify something. I am not an attorney, all right? Now, I did sleep at a Holiday Inn Express last night. No, I'm just kidding now. I am not an attorney, but in all seriousness, we have one of the best in the city estate planning attorneys that works on our staff. His name is Phil. Well, he works on our staff, and he does our estate planning for us. And fortunately, you know, I've dealt with a lot of estate plans. I refer everything to him when it comes to the actual writing of the documents. Now, but I want to cover a few things pertaining to estate planning. First of all, the importance of an estate plan. You know, it's like I tell everybody, if you are listening and you're in Kansas and you don't have an estate plan, Kansas has got one figured out for you. Kansas's version. If you're in Missouri, they got one figured out for you. It's Missouri's version. And trust me when I tell you, it's not the one you want. You want to have this stuff lined out before something happens to you. Why? Well, avoid probate is one. Number two, it's going to remove a lot of tough emotional decisions and financial decisions that your kid's going to have to make. Number three, you know, kind of a morbid thought, but we all think we're going to die kind of quick. I mean, think about it. If you think, how am I going to die? Nobody knows, but you think you're going to die. You hope you're going to die quick. What if you linger on for a while? Well, that's where the health care directive comes in the estate plan. But the estate plan covers all this stuff, lines everything out the right way. But one of the biggest things that it does is it helps you avoid probate. Now, people say, well, I got a will. I'm not going to go through probate. I got news for you. A will go through probate. It is a public process, probate is. Public process. How many of you want to have your stuff publicized upon your death? So, you know, some people don't care. That's fine with them. But I'm just telling you some of the differences between the wills and the trust. You know, in any good estate plan, it's going to have a clear disposition of assets. It's going to have beneficiaries listed, both primary and contingent. And you can go as deep as you want with those contingents. You can have contingents for the contingents. And one thing you got to remember is when you have contingents, you're going to want to have it either per capita or per stirpes. What the heck is per stirpes means? Well, I found that most people that pass away when they're in their 70s, they want the money to go to their grandkids, all right? Well, if you want it to go to those grandkiddies, in other words, let's say that you pass away, you got a child, but the child dies with you. You want that child's money to go to the grandkids, the children of the child? That's per stirpes. If you don't remember this term ever being brought up, you don't have it per stirpes. Per capita is the default setting. Now, if you are curious as to whether you've got your beneficiaries set up right, whether or not you even need an estate plan, you want to have a second set of eyes, look at your stuff, give us a call. Toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. So let's talk a little bit about some of the differences between a will and a trust. I'm going to cover just some high points here. And again, I stress, I'm not the attorney, but you know, what we do is if a person actually wants to utilize us for estate planning, I give you to the attorney and let him do it. He's one of the best in the city, and I can almost guarantee you, you're not going to find a price close to his for an estate plan. Wills and trusts. A will go through probate. A will is kind of like the big old beneficiary listing. It covers everything. What's the trust do? It actually can contain things, but you own the trust. You put things in, you pull things out of the trust. And let me talk to you a little bit about one of the stats that I have discovered with trusts. Would you believe me if I told you that 7 out of 10 trusts in the United States of America today never get funded? Never get funded. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I did a trust, I've never heard that term, get your trust funded. Well, if you didn't hear the term, you may not have done it. If you did a trust and you went out there and spent $3,000 on that trust and you never funded it, it's like not having one. It's a bunch of expensive paperwork. If you're curious as to whether your trust got funded or not, we can tell you in 5 minutes on the phone, no cost, no obligation. Give us a call, 800-611-1966, 800-611-1966. And with any good estate plan, it's going to have a clear disposition of assets. It's going to state where things go, and it's going to have with it a durable power of attorney and a health care directive. Most people know what a health care directive will do. It'll basically let you call the medical shots for the significant other, your spouse, whatever the case is. But the durable power of attorney will let someone or let you get into someone's finances. Now, why would you need to do that? You might need to do that because, say, they're in a coma. Say it's your parent and you need to still continue to pay those bills. Well, any good estate plan is going to have those two things with it. Now, again, I apologize for one thing. I cut a lot of these topics today short. We talked about Social Security. We talked about required minimum distributions, and we just hit on estate planning. If you want to know more information about any of these topics, we have workshops on all three of these topics. Give us a call. Well, I'd love to put you in one of these. Toll free, 800-611-1966. We will talk to you about those questions and set you right on the right path. Now, again, I want to stress, I want to put something back in your hands that's going to be helpful and useful for you. About that other money, about the getting the income out of that money, about having an established right. We want to put a book in your hands. It's called The Return on Principal. As I said to earlier in the show, stop what you're doing. Go to Amazon.com right now. Look up Return on Principal, written by a guy named Dave Scranton, and you can pay $20 or $25 for it. Or you could give us a call. Be one of the first 5 callers, and we will put that book in your hands. Again, toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or check us out at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
Our team approach to service has helped us earn a reputation for caring about our clients, and we feel truly blessed that they have allowed us to be part of their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Do you have an estate plan? Estate planning is not just for the wealthy. Estate planning is for everyone. Join Mark Falter for a free educational workshop on estate planning Thursday, March 22nd or Tuesday, March 27th, 6:30 p.m. at the Liberty Community Center. At the workshop, you'll learn the differences between wills and trusts, the need for an estate plan, how to develop an estate plan, what is probate, and how to avoid it. Learn how new estate tax rules can help you and learn about per stirpes versus per capita beneficiaries. A free educational estate planning workshop Thursday, March 22nd or Tuesday, March 27th, 6:30 p.m. at the Liberty Community Center. To get registered for this free educational workshop, call 1-800-611-1966. That's toll free, 1-800-611-1966.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. This is your host, Mark Falter. You know, one of the things that leads me to put these shows together is kind of what I see during the week when I have several appointments and I see several things consistently happen through the week, I think, you know, I want to put a show together for that. And one thing that I have found with the market being more tumultuous and so forth is people wanting to go into more safety type oriented investments, or advisors listening to investors saying, hey, I want to be more safe, and putting them into more safety type features. And many of these safety items I found are bond funds. Now, today we're going to talk about the difference between bonds and bond funds. Big, big difference. You know, right on the outset, you'd think, well, how much difference can there be? If I buy a bond, I've got the bond. If I buy a bond fund, I've got many, many bonds. So how much difference can there be? Well, today we're going to talk about that. First of all, you've really got to understand the concept of a bond. If you don't get that, you don't understand the benefit of a bond versus a bond fund. Now, of course, the title of our show is The Retirement Income Doctor. It's not really about, and I really want you guys to get this, it's not about how much growth you can get out of a portfolio. It's how much income that portfolio is generating for you. You know, I often use the example when I meet with clients during the week. I say, you know, if you have $500,000, and I were to be generous and give you $2 million for the land, your net worth would go to, you know, $2.5 million. But then I say to you, okay, here's the catch. You can't sell the land and you can't derive any income off it. Well, you're going to think I'm a great guy until it comes time to pay property tax. How are you going to do it? You're going to end up being forced to go into the other $500,000 to develop enough money to pay the property tax. Now, if I tell you you can derive income by farming it, by selling part of it, now all of a sudden I've really done you a favor. So it's not about just growing those assets, how much you've got. It's how much income can that asset produce. Believe me when I tell you, when you turn 65 or that point in which you retire, it's not about the size of the account. It's about how much income it produces. And I'll give you a case in point. I see people come through my office every week where they've got a tremendous pension. There's a few of them left. School teachers, military, people like that. And they've been able to get by without much, if any, money saved for retirement because they get a constant income. If you have your income coming in every week or every month, month after month, you wouldn't need to work. That's why you work, is for that income. So we're going to talk about bond and bond type instruments today on the show. Now, talking a little bit about bonds. First of all, you got to understand a bond is a loan. It's a loan to an organization where you've lent them your money, and for that, they are willing to pay you back an agreed interest rate over a specified period of time, and the income, this is key, the income remains the same. So if you go out and you buy a bond and you put $100,000 in that bond and it's paying a 4% dividend, as long as that bond stays stable, the company stays, you know, stable, and it's an investment grade bond, paying 4%, you're going to get $4,000 a year. So every year, year after year, $4,000. And this is a key. What happens if the price of that bond goes down? And the value of your investment goes from $100,000 to $90,000. Your income remains the same. So in other words, if you put $100,000 in, the value of the bond goes down, you're down to $90,000. Due to a 10% correction in the bond price, you're still getting $4,000 a year. Now, bonds and bond-type instruments. What are bond-type instruments? Preferred stock, corporate bonds, real estate investment trusts, things of this nature. There are several things out there that do act like bonds. Basically, they pay income. Now, if you hold on to this bond-type instrument until maturity, you get your initial investment back. So it's very important that you understand that. Now, if you're wondering if you're in a position where you're getting the right type of income out of your portfolio, I'd like to have you do this. Give us a call. We want to put something very useful in your hands that you can get use out of. And that is a book written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. It's called Return on Principle, the 7 core values to help protect your money in good times and bad. Give us a call. For the first 5 callers, we're going to put this free book into your hands, and it will talk to you all about these income-producing vehicles. So give us a call if you're curious about that, or if you're just unsure whether or not your portfolio is generating enough income. Give us a call. We'll put that in your hand. It'll give you a roadmap in which to run on. Now let's talk a little bit about bond-type instruments. Again, we talked about the importance of the income, and the income remains the same. Now, what did your parents teach you about taking interest out of your investments? They told you to take the interest, don't touch the principal. I mean, this is an age-old saying that we've been told, but the problem is when we take our money, we put it in the banks, you can't hardly take just the interest and not touch the principal because it's not paying enough interest. However, if you're getting a 4 to 5% yield on a bond and you've got a couple $100,000 in it and you can make it on $10,000 a year, now a lot of you can't, I know, but the point still remains that your income remains the same. If you take that $10,000 out of that $200,000 investment because it's paying an interest rate of 5%, you've never sold a share. You're only taking the interest. Now, why is that important? Why is it important not to sell shares? Well, let me tell you something. How many of you heard of a thing called dollar cost averaging? Dollar cost averaging. Almost every one of you have heard about it. You invest in the good times and the bad times. When the market's up, when the market's down, you're constantly buying shares. It's a great thing for young people. Dollar cost averaging. Wonderful, wonderful. Works very great. Well, let me tell you something. Dollar cost averaging works. But let me tell you something that you haven't heard a lot about. Matter of fact, you can go onto YouTube. Type this in. You'll see videos on it. It's called reverse dollar cost averaging. Reverse dollar cost averaging means, in a nutshell, that when you take income out of a portfolio, you are selling shares to do it. Let me tell you something. If you are being forced to sell shares out of your portfolio in order to derive an income, it will cannibalize your portfolio. Because here's what happens. Let's just picture something for a minute. You've got 1,000 shares. Each share is valued at $10 a share. You need $100 a month. You go in, you take that $100 out. You sell 10 shares, you're down to $990. Next month, you go in to get $100, valued at $10 a share. You got 990 shares. You sell 10, you're down to $980. Well, next month, you need $100. Well, lo and behold, the market dropped. How many of you think it's a possibility the market could go through another correction like it did in 2008? This is what you hear me talk about week after week. The market dips. You have to sell those shares valued at $5 a share. The market had a 50% drop. You are now have to sell twice as many shares. I often tell the story to people that I meet in my office all the time of an older lady that she was told by her well-meaning advisor back in 1999 that she could take 5% a year out of her account, stock market-based account, every year and not run out of money. Let me tell you what, she went through 1999, 2002, she went through that trend. Then she went from 2007 to 2008. She sold into both of those. And by 2013, she was broke. Why? Because she sold shares. Selling of shares in retirement. You got to hope one thing. You run out of life before you run out of shares. Who in the world wants to go through the fun years of retirement worrying about this? Now, what happens when the price goes down and you don't need those dividends to live off of? Well, you reinvest those dividends. Well, guess what? Let's say you take a $100,000, you put it into a bond. The bond has a 10-year maturity and it's got a 4% interest rate on it. And you're getting $4,000 a year. You don't need that money. You take that $4,000, you reinvest it. And that bond, by the way, drops from $1,000 per share price down to $900. You buy more of that bond. The credit rating on that bond is still good. It just happened to go down some. Well, guess what? You're getting a better return on that $4,000 that you reinvest than you did on the initial $100,000, thus causing the income to increase. So this is one of the magical parts about income-producing vehicles. The income remains the same, and even if the item drops in value and you reinvest, it can actually increase your income. Picture this, if you would. Picture an investment property. You go out and you put $100,000 into an investment property, and your goal is to get a 6% return on your money. You can wait for the values of real estate to go up, and it go from $100,000 to $106,000, or you can put a renter in there. Now, do you want to depend on the fickleness of the real estate market and hoping it could go up? In fact, it could go down. It could go down to $94,000. Or do you want to depend on the certainty of a lease? Every year you're getting that $6,000 a year. That's the way it is in a bond type instrument. Now, understanding a bond and a bond type instrument, the way they work is you have lent the company your money. They are paying you a fixed interest for a fixed period of time. And at the end of that fixed period of time, there is a maturity and they will pay you back your initial investment. And these are the type of instruments that help you derive an income. We talk about our show being the retirement income doctor. As I said before the break, it's not how much you get in the way of growth. It's how much income is that portfolio deriving for you that's important. So if you're curious, if you're deriving enough income from your portfolio, if you're nervous about the stock market, will the market go back down and take your investments with it? What happens when the market goes down and you have to sell shares? You're getting into a reverse dollar cost averaging situation. If you're concerned about that, give us a call, 800-611-1966. Now, I want to talk a little bit about bond funds. I have a passionate dislike for bond funds. Why do I have a passionate dislike for bond funds? I see so many people, they've been told by their advisor, well, you need to be more safe. I'm going to shift you from stock funds to bond funds. Well, here's the problem with that. They feel more safe. If you could see me right now, I'm making little quotes right now. They feel more safe. The problem is, are they really that much more safe? Well, let me take a for instance, and I'm looking at, and of course, can't mention their name on the air here. I'm looking at one of the most popular bond funds sold in America today. And if you look at that bond fund in 2007 versus 2008, that bond fund lost 30% of its value. Because you get a scenario, you got to understand, there's a lot of investors in that mutual fund that don't know the difference between a stock fund and a bond fund. And when they get nervous, they want out. They want out of everything. And it's a scenario a little bit going on there of when the tide goes out, all boats go down. They just want out. Also, the fact that these things track the market. You see, you don't have with a bond fund that guaranteed dividend. You don't have that maturity date. If you hang on to a bond long enough, you'll get your money back. You get a guaranteed dividend, even if the price goes down on a bond. If you invest in a bond fund, you lose those things. So it's kind of like when the market goes down, being in a bond fund versus a stock fund, it goes down less, but it still goes down. It's kind of like when a plane goes down, if you got a plane with little holes in its wings versus big holes in its wings, one comes down faster than the other, but at the end of the day, they both come down. Now, if you're concerned about the fact that you've been told by your advisor, invest in bond funds, or you've moved recently to bond funds, and you're concerned, or you're invested in a 401k, and that's all they have available for safety, other than the money market paying a 0.1%, and you want to know how to reallocate that into an actual income-producing vehicle, give us a call. We will put a book in your hand for the first five callers, The Return on Principle, the seven core values that help protect your money in good times and bad. Again, our phone number, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. This is the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, signing off. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter. For more information about today's program or to speak with Mark, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, will be back again next week at this same time.
The preceding program was sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.